Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Tuesday night, Simen Mem Dalid, I think. Yes, we're up to Yud Beis. Toa B'Shabbos, if you made a mistake on Shabbos, when he was benching. The Mishnah Berurah says, if you're not sure, you have to assume on Shabbos you did not say Ritzei. The Lo Omar Ritzei, I don't know, but that's not Poshut. You can't, sometimes you have situations like he knew it was Shabbos and he knew you have to say Ritzei, and the suffix is Noilad after you finish benching. So the Poskim somehow say that that's not a real suffix. You said it probably. If you knew what Shabbos and you planned on saying it, and the whole suffix was this orer when you finished, when you go tonight, that you can assume you did say it. Even though when you read the halacha, it seems to say not like that, but. Yeah. Yishkayach. If nothing else, you helped the Jew. You helped them feel better. I hope. Unless you said,
he's working on making some decisions.
I hope you didn't take him away from Bitachon.
I was trying to bring him closer to Bitachon.
I hope you didn't go heavy on the Hishtadlus. I told him he has to work on Bitachon. I sent him to you. I hope you didn't ruin everything I did. You have to do both. You have to do both.
Said,
what?
Let's say like Rosh Chodesh would be the same thing, or is that less common?
So it's not so clear. I admit, it's not so clear. That's how they talk. You have to know the case.
You might think, though, Shabbos, it's every week, so it's a little more ingrained in you. So
no, they're talking about Yalav Yavo. When you started Shmonesre, you knew it was Rosh Chodesh, and you planned on saying Yalav Yavo. But then, as usually happens, the next thing you know, you finish Shmonesre, and you go three steps back. The next thing you know. And then you start, and that's when it's Nesorah of the Safek. The Poskim, the contemporary Poskim are noted to say that you should not say over Shmoneh Esrei. You probably said it. Now, sometimes a guy says, I know I didn't say it. If you know you didn't say it, you know you didn't say it.
Depends on the case. I mean, it must
be. Yeah, except.
Many times you think you probably didn't say it. I don't think I locked the door. I want to go check.
You usually lock the door when you say that. I don't know. The contemporary Poskim say these are their words. If the something is uttered to you only afterwards, but you planned on saying it and you consciously knew you had to say it, you planned on saying it, then you probably did say it. Anyway, here we're talking about, you know you didn't say it. Torah B'Shabbos, if you made a mistake, the lo amar ritzei, or b'yom devlo amar yala v'yavo. Im nizkar kodim shehizkar es Hashem, before you said the Shem Hashem of the bracha, of Baruch Ato Hashem, bonei brachmov yishloyim, amen. Well, you know, amen, bonei brachmov yishloyim. So he did not say Hashem's name yet, of the bracha. So you should immediately say Ritzeo Yalav Yavo, and then go back to the words of Vnei Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. Avalim lo nizkar ad la'achar shehizkir es Hashem. Nesayim es habracha bonei brachmov yishaloyim amen. The Mishnah Berurah says not like this. The Mishnah Berurah says if you just said Shem Hashem, you say Lamdeni Chukecha, because we're dealing with making a new bracha. This is the rule of Lamdeni Chukecha. Whenever saying Lamdeni Chukecha would save you from making a new bracha, saying Shemoneh Esrei over again, or here making a whole new bracha with the nusach that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is about to teach us, if it will save you from a bracha, then you could end up saying Lamdeni Chukecha. But if it won't save you from a bracha, it's just like at night, like by Meir of Yalav Yavo. It's not going to save you because you're not going to have to say Shemoneh Esrei over again. So that's the rule of thumb, the linkage. Then you can't say Lamdeni Chukecha either, just to enable you to say Yalav Yavo. You can only use the, you know, finishing Lamdeni Chukecha, the Baruch Ato Hashem, when that will save you from making a whole new bracha.
And if all of a sudden this in the middle of the day, I threw out Berachat Hashem. I finished Lamdei Nifutecha.
What?
In the middle of the day, I just threw out Berachat Hashem accidentally.
Yeah, of course you do. We're talking about in the middle of a bracha where Lamdei Nichukecha is really out of place. You're in the middle of Shmon Esrei. You're in the middle of benching. There is no bracha, Baruch Hashem, Lamdei Nichukecha. You're throwing in foreign words. So can you throw in the foreign words, Lamdei Nichukecha? That's when this rule applies. Anyway, so he's saying, here he's going to save you from a bracha, because if you complete Bonei Brachamov Yishaloyim, you're then going to have to say this fancy bracha that they were masakein. So then you could end up, you could say, it's not like the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. The Kiddush Shulchan Aruch does not have that. The Mishnah Berurah has it.
But I'm going to anyway have to say another bracha. Because if I say Lamdei Nichukecha, then you go back and say the Nuvanei.
So you're not saying another bracha. Baruch Hashem Lamdei Nichukecha is not a bracha, it's a pasuk. That's the point. If it's going to save you from a bracha, so you can say the pasuk, even though the pasuk's out of place. Because, like, what are you saying? A pasuk all of a sudden will avenge you. So that's the rule. But, okay, the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin like that. It doesn't say that. The Mishnah Berurah does, though.
So,
what?
No,
you have to. We follow the Mishnah Berurah. But the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch's din is not relevant once you say the word bone. So he says, if the Hashem b'saymus habracha bone brachma v'yushaloyim, amen. V'yoyim esham b'shabbos, and then if it's the first two meals of Shabbos, we'll see about the third meal. But the first two meals, you say that if you did not yet start the fourth bracha of benching. So you say, hello? Yeah. Yeah, thank you. I saw it. Yes, thank you. Yes. Okay, thank you. I got it. Yes. Thank you very, very much. It's fine. It's good. It worked out. Thank you very much. Bye. V'yom Hashem b'Shabbos. Baruch Hashem again. V'chalom Hashem Shabbos. L'mukhlam Yisrael. La'os v'l'bris. It's always good to have a bench that has this in it. V'yom Tov Omer, okay. Baruch Hashem Kadosh Tov Azmanim. Yom Tov Shabbos. We say Yavol V'yavol. Okay. Halacha Yud Gimel. I mean, this is if you remember that you forgot Ritzeo Yavol V'yavol, the first two meals of the Shabbos or the Yom Tov, and you remembered before you started the fourth bracha. You mamish make a whole new bracha that Chazal on the Sakein. The nusach being here, it's in better benches at your local Judaica store. Yud Gimel Amlon Isgar, if he didn't remember that he forgot. If he didn't remember that he forgot, Ritzeo Yalav Yobo Adlacha Shehizchel Bracha Shalachreo Shehi Baruch Adon Shem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam HaKelovinu Malkeinu Adireinu Afilu Lo Omer Raktevus Baruch Belavad. All he did was say Baruch, which is kind of weird because the bracha that they were masakin to say also starts with the word Baruch. But he said Baruch, intending to say Baruch of Hakel Avinu Malkeinu Adireinu, right? So that, because he started the fourth bracha, he started. This is what the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch passes. Not everybody holds like that, but the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch does hold like that. That he started the fourth bracha. So once you started the fourth bracha, too late. Shuvein lo takona bebirchas hashenosan v'lochenem u'bishtei sudos harishonos, where you have to repeat benching chozer l'rosh birchas hamoza u'chshalomar adayin rach baruchato Hashem. What?
In other words, once you get past the fourth bracha and benching, if you have to start again.
You go back to the beginning of bench.
Back to the beginning. Your previous set that you started in the beginning, they're not considered a bracha batala, or are they?
Well, they are, yeah. The brachas that you said.
The first set.
I don't know, I don't know what to call them. They're not a bracha batala. It turns out it was a bracha levatola. It's not a bracha levatola with the, like, do you get an aveira for having said a bracha levatola? No, I mean, you made an honest mistake. Like, at the time you said it, it wasn't levatola. So, I don't know, like, retroactively, it does turn out that it was levatola in a balabatisha sense. Whether it has the heaviness of, ooh, you made a bracha levatola, because it turned out that it became a bracha levatola retroactively, but at the time you uttered it, it wasn't levatola. So Hashem understands, we hope. Okay, I have to stop, which is just as well, because I'm not sure what he's saying here. I'm not going to have time to talk to you tonight.
Okay.
I hope, not that I don't want to know.